Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're doing a live broadcast on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let everyone rejoice and be glad that we're in this day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you woke up, hallelujah, this morning, glory to God, you can give a hallelujah praise. And, you know, those that didn't, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Give them a hallelujah praise anyhow. Glory to God. We want to thank you again for tuning in. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and give my announcement. I want to make sure that you tune in to each and every show, because it's awesome, awesome, awesome word from the Lord that will jumpstart your day, and it'll help you to get through those tough times sometimes when you think that no one else cares. You can go back, you can listen to the word of God that comes forth out of the mouth, amen, of the apostle, out of the mouth of the pastor, out of the mouth of the elder, out of the mouth of the prophet, out of the mouth of the minister. Glory to God. That word that will help you, and it'll jumpstart your everyday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you miss any of the shows, you can go back and hear it on demand. You know, and the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Sometimes you might have to hear the word over and over and continue to hear it. Glory to God, you know, to get your breakthrough, to get that relief that you need. Because just think about it, okay? Let's just put it like this, okay? You pay a bill, hallelujah. And what you're going to do, you're going to keep paying it over and over until you get it paid. Glory to God. Well, the word of God, you have to continue to hear the word and hear it and hear it and hear it. Continue on as long as we're here on this earth, because we're going to need something, amen, to stand on. And if you ain't got no word in you, then you don't have anything to stand on. Because I'm here to tell you, you're going to go through some trials. You're going to go through some tests. Sometimes the road will get hard, but guess what? He's always there. When you call on him, you need him, he's right there. He's never late, and he's always right on time. So I encourage you to make sure that you go ahead and listen to what I'm getting ready to say, the announcements, and amen. Write them down, jot them down really quick, and listen to, you know, the word that's coming forth to help you to jumpstart each and every day, and let you know that you're not alone in this. Hallelujah. You know, he's there, and he's there all the time. Sometimes your road may get hard to travel, but he's still there on that road. It don't matter. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Huh? Oh, my God. So just get ready for the announcement. Hallelujah. Amen. On yesterday, we had Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The word was just awesome, awesome, awesome. She prayed the house down like she does every time she prays. And if you didn't get a healing or a deliverance through that word, then something's wrong. You got to ask the Lord to clean your heart so you can receive the word as it comes forth. But she comes on each and every Saturday, an awesome word from the Lord. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. You don't want to miss it, amen, because, you know, you could be missing something that the Lord wants to tell you. You just never know. You just show up and expect a word, and he'll give you your word, whether it's through preaching, amen, whether it's through teaching, amen, whether it's through prayer. It don't matter. Your word will come, hallelujah, if you come with that level of expectation. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice that you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I want to make sure that you go over and just take a 30-minute break and go over and show Minister Elaine some love. You know, love is what it does. Hallelujah. If you love me, then you need to show me that you love me. Hallelujah. You know, for all y'all who out there, and I won't say la-la land, but all y'all who are out there listening, you know, every now and then, you guys, hallelujah, you need to take your wife, amen, or your significant other, take them some flowers, or, you know, show them, hallelujah, well, honey, I do love you, glory to God, you know, a gift is even more, you know, hey, let's tell it real, keep it real, hallelujah, glory to God. Ladies, you know, cook a special meal, hallelujah. My God, say, honey, you know what, I cooked this just for you, hallelujah. But you got to put a little love in it when you're cooking it, amen, glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah, my God. And I want to encourage you, on Tuesday night, we have the one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to go on Facebook and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So you can go and inbox them and tell them what you need, and they will get back with you. Make sure, you know, that you leave, amen, some contact information, hallelujah, so they can contact you, whether it's via Facebook or via email, however you would like for them to contact you. They will get back with you, glory to God. You know, it's nothing like having someone to actually talk to, you know, instead of getting these answering machines, and hallelujah, glory to God. I called one today, and it was just on, and I'm like, you know what, I don't want to talk to you, okay, give me some customer service. Some real service. Hallelujah. I'm listening at you going over and over. Well, if not, and it says, if none of these suit you, you can go back, amen, to the main menu. And the main menu is going to tell me the same thing that I didn't want to hear. Hallelujah. So finally, I just hung up. But guess what? They won't hang up. They'll hear you, hear what you're saying, and ask you what you need, and give you prayer if you need it, and tell you how you can do it, and what to do, and how to get to where you need to go. If you only would go on Facebook, amen, and inbox them, and they will get back with you. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. So I encourage you to go on Facebook. And if you said you can't get to them, and we can, hallelujah, any of the WILD team members, we all have a Facebook page. You can inbox one of us. We do check them and see if anybody wants to get to them. Amen. Ain't no shame over here. And we ain't in no game. Hallelujah. This is real deal. Because we're living in a real deal world. We're living in the real times, you know, end of times now, right? Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on in and get in and get what you need. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want you to also partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks. You will receive something on Monday, Tuesday, hallelujah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You'll get it all through the week. Something that's going to help you to make sure that you stay on track with the Lord, you know. And I was saying earlier, and I hear it again, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You can play that word over and over. You can hear it again and again. And you know what? It'll give you, sometimes you can hear different stuff that you didn't hear the first time. So you'll hear different words and different things coming out of that word, hallelujah, that you need. Whether it's you say, Lord, you know what? I needed a financial blessing. And it may tell you how to get a financial blessing. And Lord, you say, Lord, I just need a word to give me some more faith. And it'll tell you how you can get more faith. And you say, Lord, well, here's what I need. I just need some stability, Lord, because I'm all over the place. And it'll tell you how to get some stability. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hook up, hallelujah. We're only asking for $25 or more. And guess what? That's all. I know you're saying that's a lot, but guess what? That's all. Hallelujah. You know, you can go into grocery stores now and you can get just, amen, 2-3 items. And sometimes, what is that? That's almost $25. Glory to God. Even sometimes by the time you try to, well, I'm going to get this is cheaper, and I'm going to get this cheaper, and I'm going to get this cheaper. Well, still, that's about half of a $20 bill. Think about it. Glory to God. And sometimes you may not be able to, amen, to get something cheap, you know? I said it to say this, You know, don't put a limit on God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you can go in a store, yes, and you can put a limit on how much you're going to spend. Yeah, but don't put a limit on God, because God is no limit. He owns everything. Everything, everything and everything is all wrapped up and tied up in God's hand. Not man's hand, but it's made by God's hand. So it's all his to give. And he give as he see fit. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he know what you can handle. And he know that that you can't handle. So he's not going to give you something that you can't handle. Hallelujah. So I ask you, don't put a limit on God. And I say that because, okay, on last week, amen, hallelujah, I was getting ready to cook something. I was going to make a banana pudding, and I like real deal, and hallelujah. And I told this particular person what I wanted. They said, well, what's the difference in the bananas, whether it's Dole or Chiquita or whatever? What's the difference? I want to know, you know. I said, well, I can tell the difference, amen, when I get ready to make it, right? Hallelujah. So they went in the store and they said, what's the difference in these cookies that cost 89 cents and these cookies over here that cost almost $4? What's the difference? Hallelujah. I said, I know the difference, because when I get ready to put it all together, glory to God, hallelujah, then guess what? That cheap cookie, it's going to melt away before I can even taste it, that it's in the pudding, glory to God. You know, it's in the pudding, hallelujah. It's going to melt away before I can even taste it in the pudding, hallelujah. So I didn't put a limit on what I needed, hallelujah, and what I wanted to work with, hallelujah. And guess what they did? They got exactly what I needed. And guess what? You couldn't beat them eating, hallelujah. They ate quite a bit of it, and they said how good it was. So see, that just goes to prove. Sometimes don't put a limit on God, hallelujah. And I don't put a limit on what I cook when I cook it. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. Praise God, for whom all blessings flow. We're going to go ahead and open up my line right now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I would like for you to press the 1. You don't have to tell me what's your name, but just tell me where you're calling from, because I want to know what part of the world we're reaching. You know, God is doing some great and mighty things, but you got to learn how to reach out. When he's opening doors for you, reach out. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people say, well, I can't get this and I can't get that, Lord, and I don't understand. Well, he opens up the lines for prayer for you to come in and tell, you know, your prayer request. But sometimes you fear that someone's going to know your voice. I wouldn't care who know my voice, hallelujah, glory to God. I'm trying to get my prayer needs met, whether it's healing or whether I need some help on my job or whether I need help in a situation that I know, hallelujah. Oh, my God, that I need the Lord thy God, hallelujah. I wouldn't even worry about it. You can't worry about folks. Don't let them put you in a situation. Well, I'm not gonna go online, and then later on you'll call everybody. Hold up, I'm gonna call the apostle. I'm gonna call the pastor. I'm gonna call the teacher. I'm gonna call everybody. I'm gonna call the prophet. Then you want folks to pray for you. Well, by then, amen, the anointing has left, and they're tired because they came online and gave you an open window to come on and tell what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm opening up this line right now for prayer. If you desire prayer, press the 1, and I'll bring you in for prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, no one's open. Well, no one's pressed the 1, so we're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Jesus is still good. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, O Lord, that you have made. We rejoice and be glad that we're in it, O Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice, let them hear you, Lord God, through the word of God. Let the word bring healing to their soul, O God. Let the word illuminate in their inside, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them hear the word of God, Lord God. Let them hold fast to the confession of their faith without wavering, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As the word go forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let it bring deliverance and healing on the inside, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliverance in their mind, Lord God, and then let it bind all those mind-binding spirits, Lord God, those spirits of deception, deceit, Lord, in the mighty mighty name of Jesus. As the word go out in the airways, Lord God, let it heal those that need a healing, God, in this season, oh Lord God. Let it heal those, Lord God, that need healing in their home and their families, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord, that nothing is impossible for you, Lord. So, Father God, we lift up this day to you. We lift up this word to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every hindering spirit that tries to keep them from hearing the word of God. Every distraction in the household right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up and cast it in the pit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. No distractions as the word come forth. Let them grab hold, Lord God, of this word in the name of Jesus, oh God, to heal, Lord, and set free, Lord, the captives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for healing, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal them where they hurt, Lord God, whether it's church hurt, Lord God, whether it's physical, Lord God, or their body reckoned with pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know you to be a healer, Lord God. You won't just put a Band-Aid on it, oh God. You'll heal them, God, and they'll be healed. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for healing in their body right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, as everyone heard the word on today, Lord God, and as they hear the word on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. They won't just hear it, but they'll act on the word of God. They'll believe and they'll receive it by faith, Lord God. Hold on, Lord God, until the change comes. They will, Lord God, remember the word of God on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I bind every distraction that tries to distract them, Lord God, from keeping that word and holding on to that word, Lord God. All the cares of life that's being caught up, that they're being caught up in on this day, oh God, I bind that spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They're stopping them from moving forward in you. They're stopping them, Lord God, from holding on to the word, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they hear it and as they read it. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I ask you, Lord God, to help them to hold on, Lord God, every care, Lord God, that they have in their life, oh God. Lord, we cast it on you on today, for you're the one that cares for us, God, for the very soul of your people, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's right on time. He's never late. We think he's late, but no, he's not late. Hallelujah. He's right on time. Hallelujah. He's never too late. So we got to learn how to trust in him. You know, through it all, we got to learn how to trust in him. Hallelujah. Whenever you're afraid, oh, my God, it says trust in him. Oh, my God, my God. Sometimes fear will try to grip you and stop you from going and moving forward in God. But listen, hallelujah, trust in him. Just walk around your house, hallelujah. My God and Lord said, Lord, whenever I'm afraid, the scriptures say, I learn how to trust in you, Lord God. Oh, my God, through it all, Lord God, I learned how to trust in you. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Lord, we know, Lord God, that there ain't nothing that you can't do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. You got to learn how to trust him more. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. You can trust in man, but you know, sometimes that'll fail. Hallelujah, that will fail, but they will let you down. You call on them, hallelujah, maybe once. You call on them twice. But you call on three times, you're going to be shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're going to be like, okay, now, I heard you the first time. I heard you the second time. But now you keep calling me for the same thing. Come on now. Hallelujah. But you know, when you call on him, he's never going to turn his back. He's going to always be right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to Matthew's chapter 15. Matthew's chapter 15. I'm going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we serve an awesome God. God is good. God is real. And he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. When you got to praise, you got to get it out. Hallelujah. You know, yeah, you can go and you say, yeah, you get out them clothes to wear the next day. You get out all, lay out all this stuff. This is what I'm going to wear the next day. This is what I'm going to eat. I'm going to pack my lunch and everything. But understand, hallelujah, you got to praise on the inside. Hallelujah. You got to get it out. Glory to God. My God, my God. Oh, my God. Learn how to praise him. Hallelujah. When you have, learn how to praise him. Hallelujah. Even though sometimes, you know, lack will come and try to grip you. Good God Almighty. You got to learn how to praise him. Say, Lord, I praise you. Oh, my God. Oh, the Lord, I'm going through the fire, my God. I'm going through the flood. Good God Almighty. But, Lord, I will not give up on you, Lord God, because I know, Lord, you'll never put more on me than I can bear, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You got to learn how to hold on. Hallelujah. You got to get a grip. Hallelujah. My God, on the word of God, you can get a grip on everything else, but guess what? All that will slide through your fingers. Hallelujah. But when you get a grip on God and begin to give him back his word, he said, put thee in remembrance of my word. Hallelujah. Although they slay me, remember when Job said, I'm going to still trust you, Lord God. I'm not going to give up on you. Although they came and tried to make him give up. Hallelujah. What did you do wrong? That's why God put this on you. But remember, he said, I put no more on you than you can bear. Oh, my Lord. Glory to God. So learn how to hold on and trust him with all you got. Glory to God. We're going to get into our message. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy, my God. Hallelujah. Let's get on into the message on today. You should be there by now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Matthew chapter 15. I'm going to start at verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, hallelujah, why do thou describe disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Now look here, they weren't about these, you know, they were practicing Judaism. Glory to God, that's what they did. And you understand, they weren't about somebody washing their hands when they eat some bread. Hallelujah. worrying about that. Come on. They shouldn't have been worrying about that. But what they should have been worrying about, they weren't worrying about. Hallelujah. Are we right? Are we doing what he tell us to do? Are we, hallelujah, living the way God want us to live? Let's move on down just a little bit on verse 3. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God? By your tradition. See, they were walking by tradition, and they live by tradition. You know, back then, the priests would wash their hands before they did anything, you know. And I've even seen it, you know, and people in churches, you know, well, the pastors in churches, whenever they got ready, they used to do communion. They would bring a pan of water out, you know, and they would wash their hands, and then they would dry them on the towel. Then they would serve you the communions, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, they're doing it a little bit different now, yes, of the pandemic. But back in that day, that's what they did. Hallelujah. They would come and they would wash their hands in the pan, and then they would take it and dry it, and then they would serve you the body, the bread of Christ. Glory to God. And I've seen that. And that's the way they did back then. Hallelujah. But listen, they were worried about somebody washing their hands and eating and not washing their hands. We know we wash our hands now all the time because the pandemic. Yes, we do. Glory to God. But I'm saying they worried about that, but they should have been worried about doing right. You should be worrying about, you know, let me just put it like this. Sometimes you worry about the wrong thing. You worry about what other folks doing and what they did and what they didn't do. And like them, they're worried about somebody washing their hands. You know, sometimes you can get so caught up in other people's business that you don't even know. You forget your own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I remember, you know, Apostle did say, you know, there was a song. You take 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave other folks alone. Hallelujah. And that's a song, and it is true. Hey, glory to God. If we would just mind our own business and go about God's business and tell other people about Christ and help them to get saved and walk where you're walking and talk where you're talking, and excuse me, that's the thing that you need to do. Let's move on for number 4. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. Let's move on to verse 5, and we'll talk about it. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be proved by me. Okay, proved by me. Okay, glory to God. You know, this means not only honoring him, you know, but you honor, hallelujah, God. You honor your mother. You honor your father. But see, they weren't even worried about that. You know, sometimes, you know, we got to understand, in this day and age, you have a lot of children. They don't honor mother and father. They don't, you know, some don't even honor Jesus. They don't. Hallelujah. They don't even care about which way he went, for real, for real. And the Bible says you train them up and all go, amen, they stray. They won't depart from the word that's in them. Because I remember talking to one, amen, this person. We'll just put it like that. Hallelujah. I don't call names. I don't call them out. But I just hear the Lord be telling me different things about stuff and trials and tribulations. And I have to tell it like it is. Hallelujah. And this one person, they said, you know what, I went somewhere. I went out of town. Hallelujah. And I needed gas in my car. And the thing about it is they could put the gas in the car, but and they was reading the GPS and it told them that all these gas stations was open. And when they drove up to these gas stations, the gas stations were closed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand, if they train them up and they won't depart. So they told me, out of all that, they thought they were going to call me to come get them. But I'm like, okay, you know where you were coming from. You should have put gas in there for your left. Okay. But they said they got down the road and they went to this gas station and it was closed. And they went to this one, it was closed. Several of them were closed, but they said on the GPS that they were, amen, open. But they weren't open. So after that, they said they start praying. Hallelujah. I said, what? No, you didn't. Glory to God. Say, yes. And I started praying. I said, well, what was the other person doing? They were just looking at you, huh? He's, yeah, they were looking at me. And so they said they start praying. So finally, they found the gas station that was open. Hallelujah. They went through a couple of them, and they were closed. So you see right there, hallelujah. Although they strayed, hallelujah, they didn't forget. Amen. Glory to God. The prayers. Hallelujah. My God. So there was a gas station that was open. My God. Let's move on to verse 5. But ye say, whatsoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be proofied by me. Yes, I read that over for a reason. Glory to God. You know, when a child don't take care of his mother or his father, You gotta take care, amen, of your mothers and your father. You know, I thought back and I was listening at this word and I said, okay, Lord, I understand they gotta take care of your business first before they can take care of anything, Lord God. I know, Lord, they gotta take care of their mothers and their fathers. I know that. You know, I remember, hallelujah, many, amen, you know, good while back, a couple of months, I would say back. I remember my mom used to always say, you know, okay, when my nieces would come to visit her, and they would come, you know, in the house, and she would say, well, hey, y'all, I'm glad y'all came to see me. I miss y'all. Give me a hug. So she would, you know, she would reach over, and she would hug them, glory to God, and they would come, and they would give her much money. They would give her money. She said, I'm so glad y'all gave me this money. I need this money to get my medicine. But you know what? She had everything she needed. That's just what she was saying to them, glory to God. But one thing I could say, she didn't like nothing. I'm telling you this for a reason. We have to sometimes be transparent to let children know you got to take care of your father's business, and you got to take care of your parents as they get older, glory to God. You need to see what they want. None of my parents lacked anything, hallelujah. My mom liked the most expensive paper towel they got, hallelujah. And she did not lack a one, hallelujah, glory to God. And let me help you out when she ran out of that one and they brought her a cheaper roll, she used a little bit of it. But whenever I came down or somebody came in the house and they found them, because sometimes they were hard to find, she would take that paper towel and she would throw it to the other person. And she said, I don't want that mess. Glory to God. But that's what I'm talking about. You got to make sure you take care of them. Make sure you're doing what you need to do. Make sure you're taking care of your father's and mother's business. You see, right here, these here Pharisees, they were talking all this mess. And they were saying, you know, well, I'm worried about, you know, them not washing their hands. But he was saying, are you doing what you're supposed to do? Are you living a right lifestyle of living? You know, in a kind of this message, let's keep it real. You gotta understand, Jesus is the reason for every season. So your parents will get older in the season, glory to God. So you got to take care of them. Here's the thing I hear him saying. You get saved, then you'll know, well, I got to take care of them because of what they did for me and how they watched over me and how they prayed for me and how they watched me, amen, glory to God, grow up and how they did without and so I can have. You know, a lot of times, you know, I feel sorry for some of the older people now because the children, instead of trying to see about them, they're taken from them. And you know, you won't be blessed like that, glory to God. You've got to take care of them, whether it's grandmama, whether it's uncle them, older uncle, whether it's sister, any children, it don't matter, glory to God. You've got to learn how to take care of them because they will get older, my God. And I know sometimes it's hard to deal, but if you ask the Lord to give you the strength to deal, then he will show you how to do it. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 6. And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God not effect by your tradition. He was telling them by your tradition, hallelujah, and if you don't take care of them by your tradition, hallelujah, glory to God, you ain't going to gain nothing. So the word is non effect in you if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. Because, see, they were worried about washing of hands, hallelujah. But nothing, amen, hallelujah, comes before taking care of your father's business, taking care of your family, and making sure that they got what they need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 7. He said, you hypocrite. Where did Esau in the prophecy of you saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. You see, it's a lot of time people say, well, you know what, Lord, I respect you, and Lord, I honor you, Lord, and I know who you are. But then you know what? Every word coming out your mouth is just cursing. Hallelujah. I'm talking about real cursing. I ain't talking about curses. I'm talking about cursing. Hallelujah. You know, you're cursing. You're drinking. Amen. You're doing everything that you think you're big enough to do, and you ain't nowhere near the Lord, but you're always saying me and the Lord got a relationship. You're treating people wrong. You're talking about everybody. You're backbiting. You're slandering people. That's not God. Your heart is far away from him. Hallelujah. And if you continue on with this, and you know, every word come out of your mouth, you're tearing people down. And look at her, my goodness. She thinks she's something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just look at her. Look how she dressed. And look how she did. And look at her. And you think you got all that in the bag of chips. But you know what? You're setting yourself up. Hallelujah. Because everything that you speak against somebody else is going to come back on you. Glory to God. Whether they are or not, that's not your business. See, these are hypocrites. Glory to God. But then every time the door turned open, you're sitting on the front row. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then you're even walking up and down the halls and stuff where you work at. You're singing to Jesus Christ, Jesus keep me near the cross, and you're slandering people and talking about them. Glory to God. But he said, your heart is far from me. If you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. Let's read this next verse, verse 9. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment of men. You're worshiping him in vain. That's what he's saying. The worship in vain means that, you know, he said, those that worship me should worship me in spirit and in truth. In order for you to worship the Lord thy God in spirit and in truth, hallelujah, glory to God, you're going to have to be saved. And you're going to have to know that you know that you know that you know that you know Jesus Christ, and you can't be slandering people and talking about them and tearing them down and always think someone's out to get you. And, you know, people, well, you know what, they mad with me because I got a car. They mad with me over here because I got a new job. They mad with me because I got a new man. No, no, just learn, hallelujah, not to worry about that. Because whatever God gave you is for you. And whatever he give them is for them. Glory to God. Don't get caught up in all this stuff. Knowing, hallelujah, that you say that we are child of the Most High God. So that stuff right there should even matter. I want God's people blessed and highly favored. Glory to God. I want him to give them everything that they desire. My God, my God. That's the thing. When we can understand that we are to live a right lifestyle of living, we have to keep it real here. It is not what goes in a man that defiles him. It's what comes out of a man in this word of God that defiles him. So if you're saying some defiled things against other people, hallelujah, then that's what's got you in a mess. Just learn how to stay on track, live righteous. It may come up, but don't let it come out. Glory to God. You got to learn how some things, amen. People say, well, if I'm thinking it, I might as well say it. No. He said, take every thought into captivity. So that means if you're thinking evil and ill of someone, what you need to do is say, Lord, help me, because something ain't right in this vessel. I need you to clean this vessel out, because I shouldn't be thinking that way about them. Glory to God. And you can live a better life. A better life, amen, glory to God, and be blessed even the more. Said, Lord. And sometimes you, Lord, I rebuke it. And you speak something nice to someone, glory to God. Don't always come to throw the rod. Good God. Live a righteous lifestyle of living. Let's move on down to verse 10. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. I just said it. Glory to God. You know, you could sit up there and you can watch all the TV, amen, and, you know, hallelujah, you could just watch it and it's this, oh, crazy stuff and all this killing and all this stuff and, what is it? It's some kind of foul they be watching. I forgot what it is, but it's some kind of crazy stuff, and they kill them here, cold fowls or some kind of stuff. It may be warm fowls or whatever, but they watch all this stuff and all this killing and all this different stuff. And then the next thing you know, sometimes when people don't realize, and then they're telling somebody, well, you know what, and I've heard them do it too also. Well, you know what, just keep on, I'm going to kill you. Just keep on with them words, hallelujah. Your words frame your world, glory to God, hallelujah. And Satan heard you, and he just grabbed hold to just what you just said. You know, and sometimes people can say, well, you know what, I'm broke. I'm busted. I'm disgusted. You know, and guess what? You're going to keep being broke. Instead of speaking life, you're speaking wrong, glory to God. Well, you know, well, I'm bent. Don't even say you're bent. Don't even say none of that. Hallelujah. I got more than enough. You know, how is it that you can, every time somebody comes on the TV, sometimes you turn it on and you'll hear a pastor preaching and he said, you know, you got to speak life, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever you release out your mouth, don't you know there's an enemy, an adversary that's waiting to grab a hold of it? And he going to help bring it to pass, so you speaking it, so he is going to help you. He going to bring it all right there in your, excuse me, in your path, glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't you know sometimes I've heard of, well, you know what? Oh, my God, yeah, Lord, I ain't going to never have enough. I'm going to always be right there in that place. Hallelujah, my God, I am going to never move. I ain't going to do nothing. You just frame your whole world, glory to God, and say, you know what, God, I know you can do it. I serve a righteous God. Hallelujah, you're more than enough. You're all that I need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I hold on to your everlasting word, Lord God. I confess, Lord God, with my mouth and believe, Lord God, in my heart that you are Jesus Christ, and I know it ain't nothing too hard for you. Yeah, and that comes from reading the word of God. Knowing the word of God, so you can speak the word of God and speak life and live and not death. Glory to God. And that's where you got to be, in that place. Let's move verse 12. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying. See, they got offended because he was telling them, glory to God, don't get caught up in just because they didn't wash their hands and they ate something. Don't get caught up, to me, they didn't wash their hands. Don't get caught up in that little petty stuff. You know, one time I heard someone say, well, you know what, it's been quite a long time ago. You know, I'm not going to eat this because, you know, God said, you know, don't eat this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they were so caught up. I think I had this big old, it might have been a big old pork chop sandwich, and it was really good. Put a little mustard on it, a little ketchup, you know, and then you put your piece of bread, you put it together. Hey, you got a good old down south pork chop sandwich. Fried hard and good, laid to the side. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. And don't give a glass of tea. You be on it then. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to eat this, you know, because God said in his word that it's not good. But understand what he said. Hallelujah. That means you eat anything in moderation. Hallelujah. He said all that he made is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So I know that one little old pork chop sandwich, which I wanted another one, but I know I couldn't eat it. I just had one. Hallelujah. I know that it was good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, don't forget, I put a little hot sauce on it too. That made it perfect. Amen. Glory to God. But here's the thing. It went in, but guess what? It didn't defile. But now you know if you got high blood pressure and all that, don't eat all that now. Glory to God. You have to eat in moderation, you know. Some people say they can't eat pork. I understand. Glory to God. But understand, hallelujah, it went in, but it didn't defile. Hallelujah. Because it didn't. It didn't stay there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But understand, he said, it ain't what goes in a man that defiles him. It's what come out. You, like I said, you can sit and watch all kinds of crazy stuff on TV, and the next thing you know, you're going to be acting like that. Hallelujah. And that's why I said keep it real. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I put it like this. You know, I think sometimes we get so caught up in the way the world deals with things, and that's how we think we have to deal with it on this side. But we deal with it totally different. We take it to the hill, which come out here. The world will say, well, you know what, it's all right to sleep around. It's all right to do what you do. It's all right. Y'all getting ready to get married. No, you don't get married. You don't do that until you get married. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got everything together. You done married and then, hallelujah, you do what you do. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But the world will say, it's all right. Test the waters. Hallelujah. See if it's lukewarm or is it hot. Glory to God. You don't test no water unless you're turning it on in the kitchen to wash dishes. Oh, my God. Keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, these Pharisees here, they got mad about what he was telling them because he was telling them the truth. This was Jesus. He was telling them the truth. That in red is written. Amen. Jesus is talking. Hallelujah. And he was telling them the truth, and they got mad about it. Okay, you know, it's okay. It going in. Hallelujah. But it ain't going to stay there. Let's move on down a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he answered and said, every plant which may have my heavenly Father have not planted shall be rooted up. You know, if you ain't grounded and rooted in the Lord, then he was saying you're going to be rooted up. Because you see, when he said and told them the truth, they didn't like it. So guess what? Hallelujah. They wasn't grounded in the Lord thy God. They wasn't thinking about that. All they were doing, they was worried about tradition. Is it something how I know we used to go when we go to church and stuff? You know, some people get mad because they can't sing their song in the church. Well, the pastor and everybody have already set out everything. They've already had their guidelines, you know, and everything. They've already set everything in order. Thank you, Lord. They got everything set in order. Then you want to come in there and sing your song and can't sing, you're off key, and then you get mad. Hallelujah. Some people have left the church because they couldn't sing their song. Hallelujah. You see, they got mad because Jesus was telling them the truth of the word, well, how it should have been and what they should be more concerned about. And they concerned about somebody eating something and not washing their hands. Sometimes you get so caught up, like I said, in the world system that you don't know which way Jesus went. But if you get caught up in the word of God, hallelujah, let the word on the inside and let it bake. Oh, my God, good God Almighty, when the word of God bakes on the inside. So whenever the trials and the troubles and the tribulations come, you can reach down on the inside and get that word of God. And he said, put me in remembrance of my word. and giving back his word so you can have some stability. Glory to God. I found out, you know, there are other translations of the word of God. Hallelujah. But you know what? I'm going to help you out a little bit here. I found out that when I read the word of God, if it's something I need to look up and I need to go and look in some other, you know, Bible and some other translations, I'll do that, God. But whenever I read the King James Version, that word, hallelujah, it brings power to me, hallelujah. It brings power to what he's trying to say, hallelujah. Now, what the other translations, I can read it and get an understanding, but when I read this word and I hear this word, that word, this word in this King James Version, it brings power, and I can feel the power coming from the pages of God. Good God Almighty, it's okay when you go and you look in other translations and try to get you some understanding. Nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. But when you read this King James Version, if you notice, it really gives you, amen, power. You feel like, oh my God, where that come from? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's what it does. Hallelujah. So don't get caught up. You get caught up in stuff that you shouldn't even be caught up in. Glory to God. And everything that's not rooted, he said, not grounded, not planted in the word of God, it's going to be rooted up. So in these last and evil days, I encourage you on this day to get grounded and rooted in the word of God. Let God be your guide. When you're believing him for something, contend. He said, hold fast to the profession of faith without wavering. So you got to learn how to hold fast to that faith that lies within you and don't move. You got to learn how to get grounded and rooted in the word of God, because everything that's not grounded is going to be rooted up. And that's why they wasn't grounded. And when he gave them the word like it should have been, that's what happened. They got rooted up. They got mad. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because they weren't planted in the word of God. When you get grounded and planted in the word of God, don't let nobody pluck you up. I don't care what they say. I don't care what JoJo say. I don't care what Jack Nichols say. I don't care what Candlefoot say. I don't care, hallelujah, glory to God, what not I'm saying. Don't let nobody pull you out of the word of God, because understand it, hallelujah, glory to God. That's all you've got to hold on, because in them trying times, you're going to need him, hallelujah, glory to God. And that's when you can say, okay, hold up, I can reach on the inside and get a word, hallelujah. I can reach on the inside and say what God said. I can reach on the inside and say the word of God, the living God. Glory to God. I can reach on the inside and that word will bring life to me. I'm in a dead situation. I can look back on the inside where I put that word in there. Lord, help me. I need the word, and that word will come bubbling out of your belly. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And everything around you has to get in line. Hallelujah. You won't be worried about nobody else. You won't be worried about washing your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You'll be thinking about what I got planted on the inside. I'm planted in Jesus Christ. And when somebody come and give you a word from the Lord, you won't get mad with them, because you know, well, you know what? I know what you're talking about. He just showed me that the other day. He just gave me a song, or he showed me that scripture and I read it. Hallelujah. So you just brought confirmation to what, hallelujah, he told me. So I thank you for that word. That's when you're grounded and rooted. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leading the blind, both shall fall into a ditch. Glory to God. You see, hallelujah, the blind can't lead the blind. If there's no word, hallelujah, the blind can't lead the blind. There's no word of God in them, hallelujah. So how can somebody tell you? Sometimes you'll go to some places, they're like, okay, what did they preach about? I didn't understand. I was lost. Hallelujah. I was already lost when I went in there. So I'm lost when I came out. So help me out, hallelujah. With everybody, amen. He said, some are called, amen, glory to God. And some are chosen, hallelujah, glory to God. The chosen ones of God, he's going to give them that word, and he's going to tell them how to, you know, deliver it to his people so they can understand it better. Glory to God, hallelujah. But there are some that just don't work like that. It don't work like that, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. When the blind leading the blind, what can you get? Hallelujah. You know, you can have two people sitting in the same place. One gonna get the word of God and the other one ain't gonna get nothing. But then one, and then you'll have two people sitting in the same place, and guess what? Both of them, they just there because it's that Sunday. And my little girl, my little boy can put on their dress and put on their little clothes and they can get a little Easter eggs or they can get, they're giving away free food or at the church or something like that. And then you might be sitting there thinking, well, you know what? I'll be glad when they get through because I got to go. They got them groceries now. I'm ready to go. I done got what I need and I'm ready to go. I'm just here. I'm just here to get these free groceries. Are they giving out, amen, free gift cards? Let's just say, hallelujah, per se. I'm not saying nobody's giving away free gift cards, so don't y'all run to the churches. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know what they're giving out? That's all I came for. Now I have to stay. I'm just going to sit here, amen, and here, and I'm going to sit here, and you sit here, and we're going to hear them, and we're going to leave. And you got nothing. So now one of them can't lead each other because they ain't got no word. They both traveling down the same road of destruction, but none of them has the word of God. Glory to God. So, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to build yourself up in the word of God, and you got to understand what he's saying and what he's talking about. In these last and evil days, you're going to need the word of God. So understand, don't just sift through it like, you know, hey, man, don't sift it like flour. Hallelujah. You know, if you get flour, sometimes, you know, it'll say sifted. It'll say sifted, but some people re-sift it, and you can steal it, have kernels in it. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm a baker, so I can tell you about this stuff. Hallelujah. You know, when you sift it again, it still has grains in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's how sometimes people will do the word of God. They'll just sift through it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you still got some grains, and what you need to do is go back and go through it again, and then you talk about it, and you pray about it. Don't just let it go and say, Lord, what do you mean by this? I'm one that will do that. I like to know this, that. Hallelujah. I want to know everything I can possibly learn about it so I can feed his people because there are people out there, amen, that don't know it. And you want to lead them to Christ. That's our main purpose now should be, you know, getting souls saved. Glory to God because this world is coming to it. Believe it or not, it's coming. Hallelujah. It is coming. Hallelujah. The end is near. When you see all these things happening, the end is near. So that's where you should be, for them to listen to the word on today and believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, glory to God, that brought them out and brought them over in this time. You know, he brought you over the rugged hills. He didn't have to, hallelujah, but he did, glory to God. You didn't just come over. And it's strange how some people will say, well, you know what, I went there and to this place and they didn't charge me anything, glory to God. That's because people been praying for you. Hallelujah. Now ask God to give you his best. Ask God to give you, hallelujah, favor with people and other stuff. Glory to God. Some things just don't happen. When you are connected to the right people, they are praying for you, and that's how you get what you get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, if there's any need of healing, God, that those that didn't press the one, Lord God, if your will, Lord, let it be done, Lord. Let them be healed, healthy, and whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, we know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard, Lord, and you can heal anywhere they hurt, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, he's healing some relationships right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that you're healing, God, those between things between families, Lord God. Oh, my God, all that's going on, Lord, and all the chaos that's going on in families, you're healing that thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, because you are a healer. And Lord, we know, Lord God, everything that concerns them, oh God, you can heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. If they would just call on you, if they just put it up before you, Lord God, we have not because we ask not. Lord, heal the family situations, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever's going on in the families, Lord, we ask you to heal it right now in the name of Jesus. We know no family is perfect, oh God, but we know, Lord, if we put it in your hands, Lord, you can heal it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're healing, God. that you're healing those, Lord God. Oh, my God, the lame shall walk. Blinded eyes coming open right now. In the name of Jesus, you begin to see the word of God in a different light. You see it, but hallelujah. You say, Lord, I don't understand it. Well, he's going to give you more and more and more. Hallelujah. He's going to give it to you little by little. Because if he give it all to you at one time, hallelujah, you can't hold on, glory to God. So he's going to give it to you little by little, day by day, each, hallelujah, glory to God. He's going to give it to you little by little. So hold on to that he give you. He don't want to give you too much, hallelujah, too quick, because sometimes you can get too much too quick, and you don't know what to do with it, glory to God, hallelujah. But he's going to give it to you. My God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving it to them, Lord God, when they need, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We know it's been tough. On you through this pandemic, glory to God, hallelujah. But you got to understand, the same God that took care of you before, he'll take care of you in, he'll take care of you after, hallelujah, my God. So you got to trust and believe. I was just telling somebody, get hard sometimes, but still, you got to learn how to depend on him. Glory to God. Because he said, I will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Learn how to hold on to his unchanging hand. It don't change, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Learn how to hold on to him. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Ah, my God, someone had asked the Lord, I'm going to say it like this, hallelujah, I keep seeing it, hallelujah, splashing, hallelujah. Someone asked the Lord for $450, hallelujah, $450, glory to God. You need this money, you need it back. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to believe God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know, God, that you said, Lord God, that you'll supply all their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, Lord God, that person that's believing you, Lord, for that $450, we ask you, God, to give it to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said there's no need, Lord, that's too hard for you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're giving it to them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, and it's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I know you're here. Hallelujah. If you would, come back and just give the testimony, or you can just inbox me on Facebook and let me know it was you, because we serve an awesome God. He will supply all your needs, not some of them. He'll supply every need that you have. My God. Nothing is too hard. Remember, he says nothing is too hard for him. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. You know, Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. And draw close to him, and he'll draw close to you. Hallelujah. Whether you're reading the word, or, you know, whether you're listening to the word of God, hallelujah, it's okay. However you want to get it, get it. Hallelujah. And those that don't know Jesus, and pardon if you're seeing on today, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. Father God, I repent for every sin that I have committed, every thought that wasn't like you, Lord God. Every time, Lord God, I've done something wrong, and I know, Lord God, that it was wrong, Lord, I repent in the name of Jesus. Father God, make me whole again in you, Lord God, so I can worship and praise you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Know, amen, that you know that you know that you know your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being taught. I want you to inbox me also and let me know that it was you that accept Jesus as Lord. Because we like to know, amen, you've given your life to Christ. And if we can help you in any way to get a relationship, a more intimate relationship with him, we would like to help you and walk you through it, not just throw you out there. Glory to God. We want to help you in these last days, hallelujah, because your soul is important. The angels in heaven rejoice and be glad, hallelujah, that you gave your life to Christ. So we want to help you. So I encourage you to go on Facebook, and you can inbox any of us, hallelujah. It doesn't matter, any of us, hallelujah. Ain't no shame over here. Glory to God. Just inbox us and let us know it was you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I want to reiterate, do not miss Miss Elaine. Amen. Minister Elaine Jackson coming up next. A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, and she is also an author. You can still purchase a book on Amazon. Guess what, y'all? That'll be a good Christmas present for someone. Hallelujah. Go on there and purchase you a lot of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can go on there and see how much they cost. Purchase you a lot of them. And then said, okay, sister, I'm going to give you this. Okay, sister, I'm going to give you this one. Okay. And then look, you got all, hallelujah, your Christmas presents out of the way. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go on there and look at it and amen and read it and give it out. Amen. For the holidays. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction. I'm going to get off. Remember, you got a 30-minute break. Then you can, the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.